In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Merry Christmas. I can say that one last time, as today's feast, the feast of the baptism of the Lord, marks the end of the Christmas season. For Christmas, my wife gave me a very special mug. It is an electronic mug, a smart mug. I have an app on my phone where I can set a temperature, and the mug will keep my drink exactly at that temperature, not letting it cool off and not overheating it. The heating elements are built directly into the mug, so I can take it with me all over the house, and my drink will remain hot. Because that mug is special, it requires special treatment. I cannot put it in the microwave. I cannot put it in the dishwasher. I cannot submerge it in water. I have to hand wash it, or else it will be ruined. I have to charge it when it is not in use, or it will lose its charge and no longer function. As a result, I have set that mug aside for special use. I do not store it in the cabinet with the other mugs, or else one of my children is likely to heat something up in it in the microwave. My daughter likes to get up in the middle of the night and mix little cakes in a coffee mug and cook them in the microwave. I cannot leave it dirty sitting on the counter, or my wife might stick it in the dishwasher. So I use that mug for only one purpose. Every morning I fill it with coffee that I drink during my morning prayers. It keeps my coffee at the same temperature throughout my morning prayer, which takes a good amount of time every day. Then, when I am finished with prayers and with morning coffee, I hand wash the cup and return it to its charging stand on my desk so that it will be ready for its purpose the next morning. As I said, I have set that mug aside for special use. Today's feast, the baptism of the Lord, shows us how Christ himself, though he was born fully human and lived fully a life that is fully human except for sin, he has been set aside for a special purpose. His purpose is to do the will of God, to proclaim the word of God. In fact, his purpose is so special that God sends the Holy Spirit to descend upon him, and God speaks from the heavens so all can hear, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Christ's baptism is a public statement of his special purpose, of his being set aside for God. We have a word for something that is set aside for God. That word is holy. Christ's baptism tells us that Christ himself is holy. And God's words ringing down from heaven tells us that he is singularly holy, being God's beloved Son. As such, this baptism, this proclamation, kicks off Christ's public ministry. He has been announced to the nation of Israel, and he will now begin preaching, assembling followers, and performing miracles. He will begin performing the duties for which he has been set aside, for which he has been made holy. At our baptisms, my brothers and sisters, we too were set aside. We too were made holy. At our baptisms, we too were sent out into the world to share the word of God and to do good works. But unlike Christ, we are not perfect in doing that. We are not perfect in living up to our holy purpose. Sometimes we do it well. We share the word of God enthusiastically. We do good things and live a holy life, avoiding sin. But at other times we slip. We turn to other gods. We use ourselves for activities for which we were not intended. When we do that, it can be like putting my coffee mug in the dishwasher. We can become broken, no longer able to fulfill our true purpose. And that purpose is a great one. It is profound and inspiring. We are to bring God himself to those who do not know him. We are to help our brothers and sisters who do know God, but who, for whatever reason, are struggling, We're to help them to stay strong and renew their covenantal relationship with the Lord. We are to help build the kingdom of God here on earth. And what could be a more wonderful purpose than that? So today is a reminder for us that we too were set aside, made holy for a special purpose. Just like I am diligent about using my new mug only for the purpose it was created for, avoiding things that will damage it, like the dishwasher and the microwave, we must be diligent about the way we use our lives. And we must be that diligent every day, for it only takes one slip, one mortal sin, for us to lose God's grace, just like it takes only one trip through the dishwasher for my mug to lose its ability to keep my drink warm. It is so easy to slip into bad worldly habits. It is so easy to fall into the trap of worshiping ourselves, money, pleasure, power, leisure, or entertainment. It is so easy to think, it's not Sunday, I don't need to focus on God today. It is so easy to fall into such negligence. We are human, after all. We are burdened with concupiscence, the tendency we all have to fall into sin. We are burdened by constant temptations, temptations that come from the evil one who wants us to slip, to fall, to ruin ourselves so that we can no longer fulfill our purpose. Unfortunately, we know that we will sin, we will fall, we will forget God from time to time and turn to those worldly idols that can in the end bring us only sorrow, suffering, and misery. We are not like Jesus, who could live a sinless life, who had the strength to resist even the greatest of temptations. No, we are fallible. Christ knows this. He loves us anyway, and he forgives us. And he gives us the sacraments so that we can be cleansed again, so that we can be renewed, so that we can be repaired and once again be capable of fulfilling our true purpose. I do not have a repair shop for my mug. If I make a mistake and run it through the dishwasher, it is not repairable. But we do have a repair shop for our souls. It is called the church, and her tools are the sacraments of confession and the Eucharist. Run to those sacraments, run to confession, and then run to the Eucharist. Let God cleanse you of your sins, and let the church repair you, so that you might once again be set aside, be made holy, be made able to fulfill the ultimate purpose for which God created you. And after that, do everything in your power to live your life for God, to keep yourself free from sin. Be careful and diligent with your soul, for it is infinitely more valuable than a simple, though very clever, coffee mug. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.